Hi everyone, welcome to Empower. My power, your power, our power. Today I'm delighted to introduce a beautiful guest, an amazingly dynamic, creative, and also hardworking woman. I have personally seen all her hard work over the years. A successful entrepreneur and a very talented, creator and stocker of beautiful costume jewelry, semi-precious jewelry, Karishma Mehra. So Karishma is the founder of the premium jewelry brand called Jewelry, spelled distinctly as J-O-O-L-R-Y. Over the past 20 years, Karishma has firmly established the brand as the go-to destination for the modern, well-traveled woman, just like we love it, just like we are, who wants her jewelry to reflect her jet-setting lifestyle, which is bold, beautifully chic, and super versatile. Loved and adorned by Bollywood actors and socialites alike, let's hear more from Karishma herself on her journey and the hottest jewelry trends today. Welcome, Karishma.
Thank you so much, Meenakshi, for having me here. So I know Meenakshi since quite a few years now. I think over 20 years.
Exactly. And, you've stolen my life.
Yeah. And I'm honored that I'm here on her podcast and on her. She's really doing a very good job with her podcast.
Oh, thank you
and
so
her
much.
Insta page and everything. So yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
No, it's our pleasure.
And so tell me, what exactly do you want me to tell you about the brand?
So basically, first I would like to start with your journey. Tell us about your journey. We would love to hear your success story behind jewelry. I mean, I have personally seen, like you said, we know each other 20 years or more. I've seen this lady stand, which was a young girl, on exhibitions, on one foot, selling things exhibition to exhibition, and I have seen her growth. And we love at Empower, we love successful entrepreneurs, hardworking people accomplished in whatever they do, who do things as passionately as we do with all their heart and soul. So please share with us your journey.
So I started when I was just about 22 years old, and it's been a very long journey. I started with beading some pieces of stones and crystals at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to have one small, those days there weren't too many exhibitions.
Correct.
So I decided to do a small home event.
Right.
And very few people came at the event, but the response was fab. So people were really buying a lot.
Yeah.
And after that event, I got into doing another event and then another event, and it just went on, and people were really encouraging me with.
And you always start with friends and family, and
it started
of course,
off
then
with
the word
friends
of mouth.
And family, and then I started doing exhibitions which were not friends and family, which were absolutely like a raw market.
Correct.
A new city, and everything started falling in place, and it's been actually no turning back. So it's been a very long journey. We are a 21 year old brand now.
Lovely.
We complete 21 years in 2021.
Big congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And more power to you.
I started with smaller shows, then I mm-hmm. started doing bigger shows, then I decided. So there was a time when I was taking my things, and my things were available at 36 multi-brand stores in India.
Oh, lovely.
And then one fine day I decided this is not happening. I need to have my own store, because it was getting very complicated to handle so many stores, so much inventory,
right.
Sending them stuff, taking care of the inventory.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
So I decided this is not the best way I should go forward, and I should probably have my own store.
Right.
So my husband was very supportive, and with the help of family and some good in-house support, I started my own store.
Yes, which is at Atria Mall in Mumbai.
Which was at the Hirapanna parking lot.
Oh, that was earlier. Okay,
it was
your
the first store.
Okay.
Which was, we registered our company and opened that store in close to about 2000.
Okay, nice.
2000. I registered my company sooner than that, but.
Okay, and currently your store is at Atria Mall, Mumbai.
Yeah, then in 2008, when the mall culture was really picking up, we shifted to Atria Mall and shut that place down.
Okay.
We also opened at Select City Walk in Delhi for a year.
Oh, nice.
But again, handling Delhi and Bombay was getting a little tough on me. So right. I sort of decided, let me just do Bombay. And
yeah, and you deliver everything. Yeah, Your online presence is fantastic.
So it was more like a PR journey for me that 1 year.
Correct.
Made a lot of connects in North India and Delhi. And
yes. And you learn so much, having more than...
We've traveled to Dubai for shows. Did a lot of traveling, a lot of shows. And it's been a great journey.
No, I've actually seen you from a one-woman show grow into this large team and this large brand. Which, like A-listers, like, Bollywood stars, Kajol, Devgan, there's Kareena, there's Charisma, there's Priyanka Chopra, Madhuri Dixit, Kajol, I mean, you name it, Janhvi Kapoor, Malaika Arora, there are so many, all the beautiful ladies, there are magazines sourcing things from you, and I'm wearing her beautiful jewelry today, look at this, so the thing is that, can you... mention some of your statement pieces, or why do you think, or what makes you a red carpet favorite?
So initially when I started, getting any kind of sourcing was very, very tough.
Mm-hmm.
It was not easy to get any kind of spotting. So today the younger girls, when they start, they're like, but how do you manage the Bollywood celebrities and how do you manage being everywhere? So... it's actually very ironical that when I was in 2014, my daughter, who was only 10 at that time, told me that I have to be all over Instagram.
Right.
It was 2014. I had a small private account on Instagram. Instagram had just opened.
Right.
And I was like, no, this will get copied. That will get copied. She said, no, you have to go out there. Let it get copied, but you have to be out there.
Yeah.
She was 10 and I was... opposing her, but then I gave in. And then happened, she also said, no, use influencers.
Right.
Like, now you're such a good influencer, so
thank you.
Use influencers, use... So she was like, you'll have to do this. And then I realized that maybe we need to change our ways with time.
Yes, absolutely.
And maybe
moving
not running around for exhibitions is not what... we really, really
need right now.
We need to slow down and concentrate on a more online.
You can increase your client base
exactly.
in this way. Yeah.
So that path really worked well for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then a lot of younger brands keep asking me, who's your PR team? Who's your social media manager? Who's your? So I just want to say that it's not easy. It's a journey of 21 years.
Yes. It's hard work.
And it's not like if I have a social media team, I'm going to make it.
No,
if I have a PR
not.
Team, I'm, it's yeah. all an effort.
Yes.
It takes time. And any brand or any younger entrepreneurs who are out there, give it time.
Yes.
So every brand is not PR ready. Mm. Every page is not every brand needs to be social media ready before they are PR ready.
Yes.
So there are so many factors. So it's all like
baby
consolidated.
Steps.
Yeah. Baby steps and patience.
Absolutely. So, yes. Well said. So why do you think you're a red carpet favorite besides having beautiful pieces, of course?
I really can't answer that, but I think it's just...
Oh, some statement pieces of yours that are very, very popular.
Because it's quite original.
Right.
We start with making things which are not... I cannot say that I'm not inspired by XYZ brands. You do get inspired. But then we try to keep it more something that comes from within me.
Okay.
So the inspiration is right inside.
Nice.
So I don't... it's not like... The moment I... deteriorate and I get a little carried away, oh, she's doing this, that one's doing this, this one's I don't feel good about it, so
exactly.
then I rather concentrate on what I want to do.
Yes, and your style and your taste and your creativity then comes in.
Sometimes I overlayer, sometimes I overdo it in the Punjabi, but it's okay.
Oh, don't worry, I'm a Punjabi too. We love it, the more the merrier. So tell me, Karishma, who would you love to see adorning your jewelry, who you haven't dressed yet?
So honestly, in India, I really can't pick a name, but any of
they've all worn it.
So now I think it should be a couple of Hollywood.
Why not? Any
Hollywood.
Favorites?
Nothing specific, but now I think it's time to move a little.
Okay, so the international market.
Yeah, the international market.
Nice. Okay, so tell me, the recent couture collection launched by you, Jewelry by Karishma Mehra, tell us how it stands out from the rest of the label.
So, you know, when I started, I never wanted to associate my name with the brand.
Right.
I just wanted it to be called jewelry. Hmm. Because I always said that when you add too much of your name with it, it may deter from it being a larger brand.
Right.
But then we started making these niche kind of collections, adding the name. People yes. started
associating them
with your...
Yeah, it's your signature.
With, you know, you start selling a little bit of yourself, I feel.
Of course, yeah.
So, when you are out there, you have to... The name factor was important. Somewhere the people were connecting with Karishma Mehra. So
right.
then I added the name and then... you want to know about the latest?
Of course, yeah, yeah. The couture line that you have.
So we deterred from doing Indian.
Okay.
And we thought we should concentrate on more diamante, western and colored stones.
Right. Because that's the trend.
Everyone
now,
in the market was doing kundan, polki, jadao. And then I said, let's switch. Hmm. So I made a collection which was more...
Westernized.
Western and more wearable, especially in the pandemic. Now people don't want those Indian sets, but
Absolutely.
A diamond chain.
Where do you wear them and go?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So a diamond chain or something like that
yes.
is so easy to wear. So
yes. And I also feel that with this kind of jewelry, what you're doing now, it crosses barriers of all ages.
Yeah.
You know, you can
exactly.
have a 20-year-old wear it. You can have a 50-year-old lady also wear it. You know, and it looks equally beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and it, there's no age appropriate. Like younger girls don't really want to wear heavy kundan sets. You know, so that
not
helps.
At all. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So tell me, Karishma, what makes jewelry the perfect choice for destination weddings? I mean, it's obvious that you don't have the stress of carrying real jewelry, but anything else? Why it's the perfect choice?
So my simple logic. I've been saying this for years together. That don't invest in real jewelry. It's not an investment. As for me, I know a lot of real jewelry people would disagree, but I'm very, very, I have 100 reasons to prove that real jewelry is not an investment, barring gold.
Okay.
Your polki, your kundan, your diamonds with the new lab-grown diamond market is not going to appreciate in your locker or in your cupboard. If you pass it on to your kids, it's only passing on a lot of stress to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that they are going to benefit from that whole lot that you pass on is the gold.
Okay.
So if you are buying it just for your happiness, it's okay.
Right.
But if you are buying it thinking that my 5 lakhs is going to become 10 lakhs, it's not.
Not as an investment, you're
it's
saying.
It's not an investment.
But why do you think it's a great, your jewelry is really
so
good for destination?
So that's the first point, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to say that I'm investing, it's not an investment. Other
right.
thing is that when you are out on a destination wedding, you want to relax, you want to let loose. You're not going to carry your 20 lakh set and be able to let loose.
Correct.
When it's lying in the locker of a
of
your room,
yeah, hotel.
You're swimming and you're stressing that my solitaires are in my locker. Oh god,
right,
it's not happening.
Yeah.
You want to drink, you want to chill, you want
yeah.
to let go.
And I also
so
think
why
the
carry
just
stress?
The range that you make. Don't you think it's
yeah.
the colors?
Yeah.
Because you know, you're usually destination
and
weddings
you can,
are all
like
about...
if I'm wearing a white kurta and
yeah.
I don't want to, I really want to add a pop of color or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
I don't want to really wear my kundan set or my
yeah.
jadao set with it.
Yeah. And you
so
can go beyond rubies
about,
and emeralds
yeah. And you
also.
Can style
Beautiful
better.
Beautiful color.
You can style better.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You can
yeah.
stand out in the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, I can carry 3 such sets and
yeah.
I can do something different.
Layering.
Whereas a friend who's carrying a real set is only confined to that.
Yes.
I could carry a whole chunk,
yes.
a whole box.
You know, it's kind of like expressing your identity in a different way.
Exactly.
You know, styling in a different
yeah.
way.
If you want to stand out, if
yeah.
you want to be stress-free, you don't want to go to the locker, come back from the locker, you don't
sure.
want to do all that.
Yeah. Okay, nice. So, yeah, makes perfect sense. So talking about weddings, Karishma, as many postponed weddings will be back on the agenda now, hopefully. What are some tips you would like to share on pairing wedding wear with the right accessories? What's hot and what's not, according to you now?
Wedding wear is now for the next trend is minimal. It's not, even though I love to sell big sets,
yeah,
but they're not going to sell
right.
for now.
Right.
Because obviously your reach is smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I am the bride's sister or the bride's masi or whatever, and I'm traveling with her, I'm going to keep it very medium ranged. I'm not going to go all out and wear those heavy, because your people are also going to be limited.
Correct. The functions are smaller.
So it's very minimal, but yet it should stand out.
Correct. Yeah. So the designs are more important.
Medium ranged statement pieces.
Nice. Okay. Perfect. So that's a good tip. And what are the recent, jewelry trends you're seeing in 2021 that, clients are demanding?
2021, we've really not, we've offered the trends. The clients haven't offered
us. Yes, like I'm completely convinced you want to buy from her now. I love so many things.
We've offered trends to them.
Yes.
They are poor. I mean, everyone is so sick of the coronavirus scenario.
Yeah.
And so tied down at home that they're
not going out and dressing up
to get any trends from people.
Would you like to share some that you're showcasing?
A lot of color and a lot of like I said, I'm switching a lot from the Indian look.
Okay, great.
Trying to give
more variable.
If you're wearing a very Indian lehenga, you're wearing a very fun fusion, like a gold and diamante and a color piece.
Okay, nice. Some tips on curating a versatile jewelry collection for all our lovely listeners and audiences.
So I suggest that just buy my stuff so that you can curate a lot more.
Yes,
you can have
mix
your,
and match.
You can have lots every time you travel. You can have lots for your beach holiday. You can have lots for
the weddings too.
Just don't invest too much in real jewelry.
Except for
it's
gold.
It's not going anywhere except for gold.
Go gold.
And this is a $1 million tip which I'm giving you absolutely free of cost.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so tell me, what's next for jewelry? Any upcoming ventures or exciting collaborations that you would like to share with us on Empower?
So, keeping the pandemic in mind, we've not thought of any exciting ventures, to be honest. Stay grounded, try and do whatever we can, try and serve and reach every corner of the world from where we are. Try and do more online. Expand ourselves on our website. Not really a venture that I really can talk
about. But you're underestimating your reach, because I have recently started watching your IGTV videos. She's growing phenomenally online.
Yeah.
So I love what you're doing. Yeah. And you're literally reaching out to millions of people now.
So,
and hopefully through Empower, you will reach out to all my friends and family and lovely followers.
Earlier,
too.
We were only like, okay, UK, US.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting orders from like a Fiji island.
How lovely.
And
social media.
Part of Tokyo. And
it's
actually
world.
Surprising for me. But something I'm doing right online, which is working.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's your confidence, which from the first day, and I don't remember which exhibition it was that I first time saw you. You were already in the business for a few years.
I think The Club.
Maybe The Club, and then later Four Seasons or somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still remember you used to stand there throughout. You were so hardworking, diligent, and that's how passionate I am about my project. You know, day and night, I eat, breathe, live it. You know, so you gave it your heart, blood, and soul.
You have to give it your 100%.
There's no shortcut. And when you're so passionate about something, it shows, as she has, and as you can see, she's grown phenomenally. So that brings us to the end of a very glamorous and fun chat. Definitely a lot of jewelry tips. And with the ever enterprising Karishma, thank you so much, Karishma Mehra.
Thank you so much again.
And thank you for such a dazzling insight of all that glimmers and shines, truly. And thank you, my lovely listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to catch up on all podcast-related content, lovely videos, photographs, and so much more, reels, IGTV, and some fun sessions too with me on my Instagram and Facebook, Meenakshi Kuwadekar. And feel free to email me anytime on empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. And until then, as always, keep smiling, keep shining, have a safe and great week. And don't forget to own it.